the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, there has been some kickback in the UK over a piece written by Irish writer Sally Rooney in the Irish Times over the weekend, where she stated her support for Palestine Action, an organisation that the UK has in the last few months proscribed as a terrorist group, and it's all over the front pages of the UK newspapers today. To discuss, I'm joined on the line now by Mark Paul, a London correspondent with the Irish Times. Mark, how are you?
Not too bad, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, before we talk about this kickback and the potential of Sally Rooney getting arrested in the UK, you might tell us a little bit about the group that she is in support of. What is Palestine Action?
So Palestine Action is a group that's now illegal under British law. But what Palestine Action has been doing over several years has been targeting mostly British property that they can link to Israel and to use in Gaza. So, for example, its most notorious alleged act was a break-in at an RAF base, Bryce Norton, where they damaged airplanes that it was said would be used to go on reconnaissance flights over Britain, or would supply parts to planes that would be used to fly reconnaissance flights over Gaza, I should say. So it's very, very directed towards British, any perception of British military help for Israel. That's the group's cause, and but the group is now proscribed under British law as a terrorist group in and of itself and in its own right, and that's at the heart of the furore that has kicked up around Sally Rooney.
So this group was set up about, my understanding, it's set up about 5 years ago, and it's only in recent
yes.
months, on the back of, you mentioned there, that it damaged two planes, RAF planes, causing some damage, and it seems that that's what triggered then the vote in the House of Commons that led to it being prescribed as a terror group.
Yes. So Yvette Cooper is the Home Secretary, effectively Britain's equivalent of the Justice Minister. And Yvette Cooper is advised by what's called a prescription advisory group. It's like a cross-departmental governmental group that advises her on which groups to ban and which groups not to ban. Now, they have a list of groups that are banned. That list includes, of course, the likes of Hamas and ISIS and the IRA and the UDA, the UVF and all of these groups. But the prescription advisory group advised the Home Secretary earlier this year to also ban Palestine Action. Now she stalled for several months on going through with it. I mean, you know, the view in the British government that Palestine Action should be banned was by no means universal at all. And there was advice in the Foreign Office on not to do it, for example. But eventually, she did decide to ban the group, and there was a vote in the British Parliament recently to ban it, and only 26 MPs voted against it. Labour government MPs were whipped to vote in favour of it, and of course the Tories would have been in favour of it as well. And as a result of that vote, in legal terms at least, Palestine Action is now banned in the same way that Hezbollah is banned in Britain, Hamas, the IRA, the UDA, the UVF and so on.
It seems quite incredible, because what we're talking about here on the face of it is serious acts of vandalism. I mean, I know there was millions of pounds worth of damage done to the aircraft in relation to what we spoke about there at that RAF base. But aside from that, a lot of arrests made at peaceful protests. I mean, when I went looking for information on this group, one thing that struck me was a photograph of police officers surrounding and arresting an 89-year-old protester who seemed to be engaged in a peaceful protest. It just seems at odds with the other groups that you've mentioned there, the likes of Hamas and ISIS.
Yeah, look, it's clearly a new departure for British law to ban a group like this and to prescribe it in the same way that it has prescribed terrorist groups. Palestine Action focuses on damaging property, to my knowledge, and I think to anybody else's knowledge. They haven't at least focused on injuring or harming people. Now, I know there are allegations that certain security ever may have been injured during one of their property damage missions. But the mission of the group isn't to set out and to kill or to maim people. It's to damage property. And so it's unusual for it to be prescribed in that way. I mean, you mentioned, you know, elderly people getting arrested and so on. Once a group is prescribed in Britain, it then becomes illegal also to express any support for it in public. And that can be punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Now, there are different grades of it. I mean, if you wear a T-shirt insured in support of a prescribed group, you're not at that sort of a risk. But if you were to support it by funding or give it moral or organizational or support or administrative support in any way, or serious support, yeah, you could be guilty of a serious offence, and that's the context in which all conversations around Palestine Action now take place. I mean, last weekend outside Parliament in Britain, almost 600 people were arrested for holding up placards in the air that said, "I oppose genocide. I support Palestine Action." So there has been a kind of an element of civil disobedience about this in Britain, and there's a pushback against it. And in the middle of all of that milieu and noise, Sally Rooney has waded in with her book in the Irish Times.
Well, let's talk about that then. Sally Rooney would be very well known, a very successful Irish novelist, best known, I suppose, for books like Normal People and Conversations with Friends. And as you say, she wrote an article over the weekend in your newspaper, and you might tell us why that has now caused such controversy in the UK.
So Sally Rooney wrote a piece. I mean, her support for the Palestinian cause over many years is well known, and her criticism of Israel is well known, and her willingness to get involved sometimes in controversial topics is well known. But she waded in and she basically said that she supported Palestine Action and that she will continue to support them. And I think the bit that has been seen as most inflammatory over here is that she said, look, I get royalties from the BBC for screening my series Normal People and Conversations with Friends, and she said, I'm going to continue to use that cash and my platform in any way that I can to support Palestine Action and groups like it, and direct action against genocide was the phrase that she used. Now that has drawn a lot of attention in Britain, and that's why it's all over the newspapers for several reasons. Number one, Downing Street got involved in this yesterday when they effectively issued a warning to say, look, it is illegal under British law to show support for a prescribed group. Now I suppose I better give you the context in which Downing Street waded in. It didn't suddenly just decide off its own bat to issue a statement about Sally Rooney. At the moment, Parliament's in recess, so there's only one briefing with Westminster journalists a week, and where they can ask anything. I go to those briefings sometimes myself, and I'm accredited to cover Parliament too. And at that briefing, number 10 was asked about Sally Rooney, and they gave that response whilst not commenting directly on her. But that really flambéed up the story in the British media, the fact that it was perceived as Downing Street giving a warning to Sally Rooney. And then since then, I mean, legal experts have been debating in the pages of British broadsheets about whether or not Sally Rooney can be arrested for what she said, and also for her pledge to provide cash to Palestine Action, which is certainly how it's been perceived over here. So in that context, people are now wondering whether Sally Rooney will be arrested the next time she sets foot in Britain.
It's quite remarkable, as I say, this is across a lot of the front pages in the newspapers over in the UK. I wonder, are people aware that she doesn't actually live there, that she lives in Ireland, as I understand it, in the west of Ireland? That article appeared in the Irish Times, and I wonder if it had been published in a UK newspaper, would she have found herself in more trouble? And realistically, what are the potential consequences for Sally Rooney now?
Well, the potential consequences for Sally Rooney depend on whether or not the British legal system decides that there's an extraterritorial aspect to this, that basically British law applies abroad here. In certain circumstances, the British Terrorism Act can apply to people abroad, but it's not a slam dunk that it would apply to Sally Rooney. I mean, look, I think the notion that a British Parliament could pass laws that would restrict the speech of Irish citizens in Ireland, I think that's a kind of an aspect of judicial imperialism that just wouldn't fly these days, right? So I think Sally Rooney, just by writing her article in the Irish Times, is unlikely to face any action, even if, you know, the likes of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism or whatever try to argue that she should do. I think it's unlikely that she will. Now, the question really hangs over her what looked like on paper a promise to provide financial support in future using British money from the BBC to Palestine Action. Now, that is the sort of thing where you could imagine lawyers having a bit of a bun fight about whether or not, even though she's based in Ireland, aspects of the British Terrorism Act could still apply to her. Now, look, I'm sure she'd have arguments against that, and some people might have arguments in favour of it, and that would be for courts to decide. But the most interesting thing in all of this for me will be to see how the British media, the British police and the British legal system reacts the next time Sally Rooney rocks up at Heathrow Airport to go to a book festival in Britain or somewhere like that. And there will inevitably be calls from people who support Israel or you know, groups like the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, which are very, very vocal and active groups in Britain. And they will make calls, I'm sure, for her to be arrested. But you can imagine that would cause a big problem between, you know, at a political level as well. That's bound to, that would be bound to cause problems between the British and Irish governments. that laws like this could be restricted, could apply to Irish people in Ireland. So it's a big issue. It's an interesting issue, but it really can, you know, it really goes to the heart of the disagreements in Britain over all things to do with Gaza and Israel.
Okay, Mark Paul, Irish Times London correspondent. Thank you very much for that.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.